At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. In a few minutes, a developer will announce the creation of a new district on the east side of downtown Dallas. Todd Interest spent the last 2 years purchasing land and 18 historic buildings. The company hopes to create a neighborhood connecting the Dallas Farmers Market, Deep Ellum, and Main Street. Todd Interest is behind the redevelopment of the post office building downtown, along with One Dallas Center and the Tower Petroleum Building. Well, after 35 years in Las Colinas, the AT&T Byron Nelson opens today at its new home, the Trinity Forest Golf Club in southern Dallas. KERA's Gus Contreras has more on the new venue.
If there's one thing you'll hear at this year's Byron Nelson, one word comes to mind.
Because it's very different than most PGA Tour venues.
Obviously very different from Las Colinas.
And it's just good holes. It's just different.
Those are pro golfers Jeff Ogilvie, Sergio Garcia, and Adam Scott. The golf course is built on top of an old landfill. And while it's in the Great Trinity Forest, don't let the name fool you. The course itself doesn't have a single tree. That's because it resembles the links-style courses in Scotland. The idea for Trinity Forest Golf Club was conceived back in 2012. It's a public-private partnership. The city of Dallas chipped in $12 million. The course opened for play in 2016, and the clubhouse was completed a year later. Dallas native Jordan Spieth has seen the golf club take shape from the start, and he has some advice for fans about where to post up under some shade.
I would probably go in that giant 360 grandstand that's located to the right of number 12, where you can see 6, 16, 12, you can see a number of shots.
And with the temperatures expected to soar into the mid-90s this weekend, you just might want to take his advice. Gus Contreras, KERA News.
North Texas residents this weekend will have the opportunity to have their home movies digitized and contribute to the state's archives. Our big screen team talked with the organizer of Spotlight on North Texas about how what's on your old VHS tapes and Super 8 film can help to preserve the area's history.
I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And I'm Stephen Becker with KERA, and our guest today is Laura Treat, who's one of the organizers of Spotlight on North Texas. Laura, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
This event happening on Saturday allows people to bring in their films and photos and VHS tapes, and it sounds like you all are prepared to digitize just about anything.
Yeah, we are going to be able to digitize pretty much any legacy video and film format, ranging from 16 to Super 8 millimeter, and any old broadcast formats. We'll be able to digitize it all.
And how will this work? Somebody brings in their material, and there'll be a queue, and then technicians will be there to assist them.
Sure. So we have two different kinds of digitization that are happening. If people are bringing in photographs of movie theaters or Dallas movie premieres, we have people from the UNT digital libraries there, and they will scan them with our archival scanners. And then the people receive their digital copies on a free flash drive and keep their originals and be on their way and go home. As for the film and video, they'll bring it in and our archivists will be inspecting it and talking to people about what's on it. And then it'll actually get taken back to the archives for digitization. So we're not going to be digitizing it on site. We wish we could, but it's so time consuming because it has to be done in real time.
Ultimately, the Texas Archive of the Moving Image will get a copy of the material. What happens next with that archive copy?
Once the material is digitized, it's going to go online with the UNT Portal to Texas History, which is an online collection of digitized materials from across the state of Texas. And then it'll also go onto the archive of the Texas Archive of the Moving Image, and they will put a selection of those on their online website as well.
What kind of work are you expecting to get? It must be a really wide range of what's out there.
Well, we usually get a lot of home movies, which can be pretty standard, holidays and family events. But sometimes there's sort of random historical gems mixed in there that you don't expect. When we did this in Denton County, we got some great footage of the grand opening of DFW Airport. Some great footage of Thanksgiving Square, Just a lot of different things end up in there, and people don't even know that it's there.
So kind of a time capsule of the area, if you will.
Yeah.
Is there like a holy grail of footage that archivists are looking for or would hope to get, like that if it showed up on Saturday, you would just be amazed that it was there?
Well, I don't know of anything particularly rare that I'm looking for, but the history of motion picture distribution, the theaters, is something that's really not well documented. So we would really love to get some movies, home movies that feature, you know, Dallas movie premieres, that feature sort of prominently Dallas movie theaters, especially, you know, some from Oak Cliff. We'd love to get something with the Cliff Queen in it, or the Vogue, or the Sunset, something like that.
We seem to be living in a time when analog is kind of coming back. I think of vinyl specifically, and unfortunately all the records that I'm buying. I'm wondering how you see something like this fitting in with that trend of wanting to actually hold something tangible and preserve it for all time.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people are recognizing the value of their original materials and really wanting to preserve them and make them accessible for other people.
Laura Treat, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks so much. Hope to see you on Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Laura.
Details on Saturday's Spotlight on North Texas are at artandseek.org. And finally, KERA's Bill Zeeble has been named Best Broadcast Beat Reporter in the country by the Education Writers Association. He received the honor yesterday at the association's national conference in Los Angeles. In the forecast, we've got mostly sunny skies with a high around 93 expected this afternoon. Look for temperatures to drop to around 72 overnight. 20% chance of rain then. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, but with a 20% chance of rain again, the high getting up to around 94. It's 73 degrees now in Dallas, 75 in Fort Worth.